Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 563. We're in the Sefer Binyan Bayis, Living Marriage. We're in lesson number 3, Pius. The length of Pius, how long does it require? The answer is very simple, as long as it takes. Pius isn't measured by the clock. It takes as long as it's necessary for the couple to be emotionally, physically prepared for this union. Gemara Ne'ervin says, you can't force your wife into this mitzvah, which means marital relations. You can't force her into it, and if you try to force it, and children are from this union, it will be not fitting. And the source of this is the pasuk in that says, Gambaloi das nefesh loy taif, that if it's without das, then there'll be a soul that's loy taif, it says. Roshnea Cutler explains when it says forcing here in this Gemara, it doesn't mean literally forcing. It doesn't mean raping, which is completely usher. And here, forcing does not mean force. Here, it means more like to bend. To bend. Halacha if kagmin roshay, Pasuk in Yeshaya says, to bend like that type of tree. It means that you're bending. A couple that was involved and the husband is already at the state that he's prepared before his wife, he's ready to go. And sensing that her husband's ready, the wife bends her will for his desire, allowing him to just proceed according to his will. Now, what's very important about this is are there times where a wife sees this with her husband and decides to do this out of goodwill, fine. You know, that's fine. Husband appreciates it, that's fine. But if this is the mode of communicating all the time, if this is the mahalach, then it's definitely not acceptable. A husband cannot allow this to take place, to allow that when he's ready and she's clearly not, even if he's not mamish forcing her, but just having her bend to his desire by just doing what she needs to do before she's totally ready, is not healthy. Certainly, even subtle pressure is not healthy. He needs to practice patience and self-restraint until the point where the wife is ready. It could take 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes, whatever it takes. So proper pious requires that the husband arouse his wife to state where she is exactly as prepared as he is. She's ready as he is. And if she needs more time, you give her the time. That's what Aina is. The Gemara says, Rameya said, that if you marry off your daughter to Amar Aretz, an unlearned person, whose behavior is not proper, it's like you're tying her up and placing her before a lion. Mari a lion tramples its prey, eats it, not ashamed. Amaretz also, maka obayel, he hits, has relations, not ashamed. Taisa says, what does it mean? Rabbeinu Tam says, the psachim emtesam abeis, doyris va'eichel means the lion doesn't wait till the prey dies. Starts eating it while it's still alive. Amaretz does not wait till his wife was pacified. He is boil before the pious. He has the desire and he goes and continues doing it to his wife when his wife is totally not ready. So the lack of proper pious isn't just bad manners. It's not just bad midos. The Gemara is here saying it's like you're tying up your wife and throwing her to the lion to eat its prey before it dies without any embarrassment. And the stipel explains, this is not talking about when they had an argument. It's describing the natural process of pious. It's not just to make up with her if you had a fight. It means that, you know, you didn't have any fights. You're fine. You're fine with each other. But the idea is he still needs to have patience and time to try to awaken his wife through words of pious and not to engage in the intimate union until she's emotionally ready in the process. If you don't, it's like you ate her alive, literally. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Amoritz may also recognize the positive virtue of Pius, but after he did his part, he felt, oh, I did my little thing there for like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, I'm done. Even if my wife's not yet ready to join him with a full heart. He did his best, he says. He did his best. And in a day, she agreed. We're not talking about any forcing, but she's still not really fully satisfied here. So it's not like your mamish doing anything in a terrible way. Wife may be used to this already and just lives with it, but this is not the way it's supposed to be. Chazal teach that this situation is difficult for a woman, as if he hit her. And this is literally what it is. It's compared to mako oboil. It's like beating your wife. You're not beating her mamish, but in a way, that's what it is. The Torah requires the husband to approach intimacy from a different viewpoint. It's not a matter of just having good manners. It's being mekayem the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Love your neighbor like yourself, starts with your wife, which means you recognize the needs of your wife, speak to her heart with words that she will hear, that will awaken and actualize her desire to join him. So intimacy is not just the husband's quest for physical gratification through his wife. The purpose is to unite with her. Again, we said this very, very often. If his main purpose is he loves her, he wants to unite with her, he wants her to feel what he's feeling, he wants her to have at least the same desire, if not even more, that's what he really wants, then there's no harm in enjoying the physical gratification of it as well. There's absolutely no harm in it whatsoever. But the idea being, though, is he needs to feel for her needs, though. He needs to feel for her needs to bring her to a point where she can also unify with him, that she could also desire it, and desire it hopefully even more than he desires it. And that is the idea. So that's what the Mount Pius takes. That's what he asked before. It's the amount of time to get one's wife to become excited, very interested in their intimacy. Sometimes it'll take longer, sometimes it'll take shorter, but at the end, it needs to be revealed. Now, every couple knows that there are nights where it works better than other nights, just simply the lateness of the hour, the tiredness. So you put this all into consideration. Now, if you're going to wait, like we said many, many times, you're going to wait till everything is perfectly ideal in your picture-perfect ideal mind, both husband and wife, it'll never happen. It means to the degree as best as possible based on that particular matzav that you're in. You know, sometimes there is a tiredness there. So when we know, even with a husband or wife, makes no difference. When they're tired, it's not going to be as, you know, emotionally exciting as it is when they're less tired. That doesn't mean they can't have relations when they're tired. Again, you wait till they're fully rested, both of them, it'll be far and few between. But there needs to be the normal healthy degree of peace, the normal healthy degree of connecting, even through tiredness. A couple knows this. A couple knows when the husband's not just trying to, you know, 1, 2, 3 and do what I have to do and leave, versus really being attuned to her as best as possible. And again, it doesn't say it over here, but we talked about it just like we mentioned in the last chair, that the pious is for the husband to do for his wife. But we also said that the wife has tremendous power of her words with encouragement and her own words of desire back to him, and loving words that could really be give him actual life. Could work the other way too as well. You have sometimes a couple where the wife does have that higher libido, that higher drive, and it takes a little to get the husband into it. It could be the reverse. Again, the chiv is not that way. We understand that. But again, it's common sense based on the couple's disposition for who they are. So Pius does not always need to be perfect. It does not always need to be perfect. So he says like this, the author asks Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what happens if a couple decides they want to have intimacy on a certain night? For example, a husband feels he has a very strong desire. It's hard for him to control. He's very much in it. And the wife had a very difficult day and feels like it will be very difficult for her to become emotionally prepared for the union. But she still would be happy to be with her husband when he feels the need. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explained that if the wife truly wants to be with her husband, even if the primary goal is to help him, that's already a state of peace. So that's a very, very important disclaimer. Now, this only works, by the way, if a husband overall does his peace properly for a long time and outside the bedroom, he's behaving like a mensch overall. In those situations where they have a real good relationship and the husband normally does his part, and here he's very much in the mood and she's less so, but she's willing to do it because she wants to make her husband happy or satisfy his needs because she loves him, then she's in a state of peace, even though she physically or emotionally isn't feeling it fully. That's okay. Does that mean the husband skips the entire process of peace and quote-unquote tramples her like a lion? Of course not. He still has to do his part. Even in such a situation, she's very tired, but she's willing, and he's very eager. He still needs to do his part. He needs to spend a few minutes talking from his heart, bringing her to a point where she's emotionally ready to embrace the union as much as possible. Even if she may not connect to the highest level. This is what we said about realism here. It works the other way around too. There are sometimes where wife is very much, she's rested, she took a nap, she's into it. And the husband, less so. But she could get him to that point where, and he really should comply. Here he has a chiv to really comply when his wife needs it, even though he's not fully ready to get to the point where he's ready, and the wife can help him get ready. But again, this has to be in a situation where they're getting along with each other. It's not through emotional difficulty. It's not through emotional turmoil. It's not through distressing one another, because then it's usser. If it feels through a threat, through a pressure, excess pressure, that is usser. But not being in the mood, the big chiddush Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is saying over here, is the not being in the mood is fine. With not being in the mood, or really, really not in the mood at all, pretty much, but the other spouse, in this case, the case that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, where she is tired, she really would physically, emotionally, could do without it. She doesn't really need it tonight. She would rather skip it. But she loves her husband and happy to be with her if he feels the need, and he does, and she's willing and happy. That is enough of peace. That is totally permitted, even encouraged sometimes. But again, he still has to do his part. He can't just assume, oh, I have my needs, you're tired, and not do his chelik of emotionally connecting. He has to do everything he can to emotionally connect. So that's the idea. And if a wife desires her husband's intimacy, then she expects him to bring her to that state. If he ignores her need, leaving her in a state of frustration where she feels she's being used by him, that's like you ate her alive. That's what the Gemara means. So in the case where they're both mentioned and he's overall a normal, healthy, good person and he loves his wife, and his wife, even though she's tired, she's not in the mood, but she wants to be with him when he has this need, and she wants to be with him, and because I'm happy to be with you to fulfill the need you have, even if I'm tired and I'm not up to it, that's okay. That's not the negative state that we're talking about here. That's a state of peace. But he has to do his part. He still needs to do everything he can with his words and with his actions to do whatever level of peace that he needs to do, even in such a situation. So that's a very interesting thing. So he says an interesting story over here. A couple once approached him for help with their shalom bias, and the husband seemed to be a Talmud Chacham. Explained problems they were having, this problem, that problem, the other problem. And the author, Moshe Shachadowitz, asked him, what about intimacy? And he says, oh, everything's fine over there. Moshe persisted. What's with the intimacy? Perhaps something's bothering one of them about the bedroom. Man says, no, that's definitely not the problem. That's not the problem. It's not the problem at all. But he didn't give up. Rav Moshe asked him, are you aware of the topic of pious? And he answers, of course. And when he asked his wife whether she was pious, he asked the husband, well, is she, did she accept your pious? And he said, how am I supposed to know? Ask her. That's an amoritz. He doesn't even chap. He lacks that emotional intelligence. By the way, in Amma Aretz, it's not just that you don't know Ha'alacha. You're missing that fifth of Shulchan Aruch in Amma Aretz. You're lacking emotional intelligence. You're in Amma Aretz. You're lacking. There's a lot of people that are technically Talmidei Chachamim. They're total Amaratzim because their emotional intelligence is like a size of the brain of an ant. That's what it is. You know? So he doesn't understand. So, for example, if it's in his brain, he was told, pious is 7 minutes. 7 minutes, boom, boom. That's it, 7 minutes. Lacking that understanding of attuning to your wife. To make sure that the husband gauges, is my wife happy? Is she not happy? How is she feeling about it? How are things going with it? Not being totally present there in the physical interaction with her. So a person who skips or minimizes this process and they think they're a tzaddik, they don't even qualify as a rooster. This is what he says, and it's true. You don't even qualify that rooster with the hen and the gemaras we talked about. He's not even a rooster. So he could seem like a Talmud Chacham, seem like a tzaddik. He's not Amoritz. An Amoritz that's even dumber than a rooster, that naturally has this feeling. So this is a very important thing. So again, with all this being said, you try your best. There still needs to be a realism here. A couple needs to be intimate on a consistent basis. Whatever that is, you talk to your between yourselves, you talk to Rabbanim, you talk to whoever you want to talk to, but it needs to be consistent and continuous. So you don't wait till a picture-perfect Gan Eden nights to have this intimacy, because otherwise you'll never have this intimacy. These are realistic things where people are upset about things and they have problems and one is overtired and the next night the other one is overtired and or in this tkufa one is overwhelmed and the other one's overwhelmed. You push at it, you work at it, but when you're working together in it, here's the key. When you're working together on it, you do your best to hit the state of this healthy peace between each other. Bracha v'atzlacha.